As you've been hearing on Morning Edition all morning, the death toll is now 11 following the capsizing of the Costa Concordia cruise liner off the coast of Italy Friday, with two dozen people still missing. They've suspended the search for it today. And one of the 4,200 passengers aboard the ship when it ran aground was Lauren Moore of Bowling Green. She escaped unharmed, and Lauren joins us now live in our studio. Lauren, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Considering what happened, we're doing really well. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You're doing okay?
Doing good, yes. Thank you.
Is what I just said true, that I said Lauren Moore escaped unharmed? Are you unharmed?
I think so. Uninjured, yes. We were really lucky to be some of the first people on the lifeboats to get off. We have no bruises, no scrapes, nothing happened. And
physically, anyway.
Physically, we are perfect. We will probably all be dealing with the aftermath of this tragedy for quite some time. So those scars, we'll find out later.
I'm sure. Why were you on the ship in the first place? Are we going to start there? Just a vacation.
I took this cruise with four other friends, and we just decided to take a little adventure to Europe together. So that's why we were on board together.
And I guess what everybody wants to know is, what happened? Where were you when the ship ran aground, and what would that feel like?
Sure. We were actually all having dinner when it initially happened. We were on the third deck, the third floor. And suddenly we heard the loud sound, which we now know was the initial impact of us hitting the rock. And
what did that sound like?
Someone actually made the comment to the effect of, was that an engine blowing? It was just this really loud shuddering sound. And all of a sudden, all the plates and the glasses just started hitting the ground and shattering. And the boat started leaning to the side, and everyone just started getting up and running away. And that's when the chaos just started setting in, and everyone knew this wasn't a normal situation.
And chaos is the only word to describe
chaos
it, I imagine.
Chaos is the word people are using to describe it, because that is the only word that fits the situation.
What did you and your friends do?
When we started running out of the dining room, my friends, we actually got separated as a group, and three people got separated together, and myself and another person got separated. We were together, and my friend and I ran back to our cabin thinking that that's where everyone was going to meet up. And when it became evident that none of our other friends were showing up to the cabin, we changed clothes, because at that point I was wearing a formal dress and heels, and I knew that if I had to get off this ship, that I needed something a little more practical to climb over the side of it. And so we changed, and I grabbed a cell phone, and I grabbed my wallet, and we grabbed our life vests, and we just started running to the lifeboats.
Which maybe sounds easier than I imagine it was.
You're
battling
easy.
Crowds and people running every which way.
Yeah, there was no lights on. It was dark. And the ship at that point was tilted so drastically that it was making me seasick. It was a nauseating feeling. And we actually had no idea where the lifeboats were, because at that point we had yet to have the emergency drill. So we just started running, and we just started running down the stairs thinking at some point we'll see a sign, we'll see people. I don't know why we just started running. And eventually we hit the deck where the lifeboats were, and that's where the pandemonium was, the chaos of people. And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, this is serious. This is a situation.
Once you got outside onto the deck, you could see the angle at which the ship was, if not already there, but going towards, and you realized this was no mere,
this was not the electrical problem that they had been saying overhead. And
is that what they were saying? Just an electrical problem?
Mm-hmm. The announcement had been coming overhead several times to stay calm, that this was an electrical problem, and that they were working on the situation, and they would have it under control shortly. And that's all we had been told up until that point.
And nobody believed that.
when the ship started leaning so badly, you just couldn't believe any longer that they would have this massive ship straightened up anymore.
And you just mentioned, and this is one of the ongoing points of investigation now, you said there were no safety drills, no safety preparedness should something happen.
Correct. We had a note in our cabin when we first checked in that said our safety drill would take place the following day on Saturday at 5 o'clock that night, which was more than a day after we had actually checked in. So we had had nothing. We had no preparation up until that point as if something were to happen, what we were to do. And someone in my group actually made a comment that, what if something happens in between then? And unfortunately, that came true.
Sure did. But you had seen the life jacket in your room?
We had seen them in our room when we were unpacking all of our belongings, and they were up high in a closet. And that's the only reason I knew where to go and where they were. And that's why we ran back.
Well, you had amazing presence of mind to, once you got back to your room, to your cabin, to change your clothes, to grab the life jacket and the cell phone, and to make it to the lifeboats. And that's literally all you had.
That is
the clothes on your back and the cell phone.
All we came home with was the clothes on our back and the cell phone and the wallet and absolutely nothing else.
How did you manage to get onto the lifeboat itself?
That was probably the scariest part of the whole ordeal we experienced. We were lucky to be able to find a spot on one of the lifeboats, and we climbed onto one and just hung on for dear life and just sat there as they used that pulley system to get us down. And suddenly it was just terrifying. The pulley system would just drop suddenly 5 feet, and you just didn't know if it would ever stop. Are we going to hit the ocean suddenly? Is this boat going to break? Is the pulley system going to break? And people were screaming and shoving and pushing and struggling to get on. And it was a scene right out of a movie.
Well, it really was life and death.
It really was life and death at that point.
And your mother told me yesterday that you called.
Yes.
With your cell phone.
Yes.
From the lifeboat.
I called when I knew I was safe, when I had made it to the island. We all made a conscious decision to call our families to pre-warn them before they saw anything on the news. And we simply said, you're going to see this on the news. We're all safe, but our cruise ship is sinking. We have no further details, but we'll call you when we can.
Yeah, and those of us here in America are saying, what ship accident? What are we talking about?
Nothing had hit the news
yet. Your mother was saying you were probably the first person to get a phone call through from
yes,
that.
Yes, and I was lucky because I actually had the cell phone on me.
Yeah, yeah. What's next now? Letting it all sink
in. Let it sink in and start to replace some of the things that I lost because, like I said, I have nothing right now to kind of start over.
I know it's early, but have you been in touch with the cruise ship company as far as any compensation or any lawsuits involved? Or?
No, at this point, I haven't heard anything from the cruise line, so I'm still waiting on that, and I haven't contacted them myself. I know they're busy with this recovery efforts at this point.
Sure.
So.
Well, actually, coming up in about 10 minutes, NPR's Yuki Noguchi is going to have a report on the safety regulations for the cruise industry and specifically for that ship. And, Lauren, we're all just thankful you're here and in one piece. And thank you so much for
coming
in to share the story this morning.
Thank you so much.